Your face is yours. It's a defining feature of your identity. But it's also just another data point waiting to be collected. At a time when cameras are ubiquitous and individual data collection is a part of every transaction a person can make, faces are increasingly taken by others. Data brokers already buy and sell detailed profiles that describe who you are. They track your public data and your online behavior to figure out your age, gender, your relationship status, exact location, how much money you make, which supermarket you shop at, and on and on and on. It's entirely reasonable to wonder how companies are collecting and using images of you too. Facebook already uses facial recognition software to tag individual people in photos. Apple's new app, Clips, recognizes individuals in the videos you take. Snap's famous selfie filters work by mapping detailed points on individual users' faces. That's similar to how software by the Chinese startup Face++ works. Its software maps dozens of points on a person's face, then stores the data it collects. The idea to be able to use facial recognition systems for no key entry to office buildings and apartment complexes. Experts have been warning against facial recognition systems for decades. The FBI's latest facial recognition tools give the agency the ability to scan millions of photos of ordinary Americans. Most people have no idea that this is happening, said Alvaro Bedoya, the executive director of the Center on Privacy and Technology at Georgetown Law, in testimony at the hearing. The latest generation of this technology will allow to scan the face of every man, woman, and child walking in front of a street camera. Do you have the right to walk down the street without the government secretly scanning your face? Is it a good idea to give government so much power with so few limits? The FBI insists that it uses facial recognition technology only for investigative leads, and that a face print isn't so different than fingerprints. Facial recognition software is merely an extension of the work that law enforcement already does. Privacy advocates and members of Congress agree that what happens to this sort of data is a complicated and urgent question. Eventually, it may be impossible for people to avoid surveillance. We might get to a point where you just don't have the option to opt out, said Alvaro Hoyos, the chief information security officer at the password and identity management firm One Login. People might not want to think about or talk about it, but we are going toward a state of constant surveillance.